Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. On our way to our conversation, I have to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by the Maryland Department of Housing and Community Development. Mortgage late? Don't wait. If you're struggling with your mortgage, the state of Maryland is offering housing counseling and legal assistance. Maryland's HOPE program can even help you understand the state's mediation law and the Attorney General's National Foreclosure Settlement. Don't wait. Get help today. More information at mdhope.org or at 877-462-7555. Now, DeHarker Brothers Ice Cream has been a part of this community for a long time. We'll get into just how long in a moment. It's a company that was started not just to make ice cream, but to show a lot of young people who have gotten in trouble with the law in the inner cities of our communities that there's another way, learning a business. And it's been highly successful. Besides, they make really good ice cream. And they have a new project jumping up off here. And we are joined here in studio by Devon Brown, Chief Service Officer at DeHarker Brothers. Devon, welcome. Good to have you with us, man.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for having us on.
Even though you didn't bring ice cream.
I know. I'm sorry. Base got me. A lot of people got me today for not.
You'd be lucky if you get out the door with no ice cream.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That won't happen again.
So tell us about this new venture you all are starting.
Yeah, so DeHarker Brothers, today, in about another hour, we'll be kicking off our Kickstarter for our Vehicle for Change food truck. Right now, most people know us from having our carts out at festivals, like, you know, at HunFest and Artscape and Afrin. But it's time to kind of take it, you know, to the next level.
What is the next level?
So the food trucks. Everyone is getting food trucks. And so, but with the DeHarker Brothers, our food truck is going to be a little different. As people know, we always try to push stuff to the edge. So our truck will have sort of like a library on the back so people can kind of read books at the truck.
But how big is this truck?
It's a 20-foot truck. It's a normal size food truck, uh-huh. But we're partnering with a company up the street from us who does a lot of building and exhibition work, and they're actually constructing the truck for us so that we could kind of do more than just serve ice cream. That it could be a vehicle for change, and we can kind of, you know, do stuff from the truck like panel discussions and events that will, you know, have an impact on the community.
So now, I mean, tell me literally how is this going to work? I mean, in all seriousness, if you are you're going to be selling your ice cream.
Yep, we're going to be selling our ice cream from off the truck.
So then how does that morph into this idea of using the truck to kind of wrestle with the issues that the people are dealing with who live in the communities where you're going to sell the ice cream?
One, there's a lot of food trucks that are out, and most times people just walk up to a truck, get food, and go. But our food truck will be a little more different, where it's not a truck, but it's a gathering place for people. It's a product that people could be proud of when they eat our ice cream. Mm-hmm. Two, it's ran by young guys from Baltimore City who's running a successful business who people can feel proud of. And number three is that it could be a hangout spot. Again, it's going to have, you know, this library on the back of the truck. People can kind of get the books, they could read, they could interact with the truck. It's going to be dope. It's going to, colors, the bright pink, it's going to be a bright electric hot pink truck. And it's going to be something where people would want to chill and hang out and talk to the guys, as well as having authors, people to come and have panel discussions with the truck as its backdrop. And it's more than just a truck. It's this vehicle for change that's ran by young, positive guys who create this nice, great product.
It is a good product.
So, and we launched today in about another hour, so people can donate to our Kickstarter campaign.
Talk about the Kickstarter campaign.
So, the Kickstarter campaign is 30 days. We have 30 days to raise $28,000. So we need people to Facebook us, you know, Facebook to DeHarker Bros. Go to Kickstarter.com, type in DeHarker Brothers, give $5, $10, $100, $1,000. Get all types of great rewards from the truck. We're going to have our ice cream sandwiches. You can get posters. You can get T-shirts.
We have ice cream sandwiches now.
Yep, we have ice cream sandwiches. And the sandwich is made from a famous cupcake place called Brown Betty. is partnering with Tahaka Brothers and doing the ice cream sandwiches for us, using our ice cream and using their cake. And so it's just going to be great. And people could donate and get rewards and feel connected, feel like they own own the truck. And the reason that we did the Kickstarter is it allows people to feel like they are a part of us and that they've helped contribute to something that's greater than just having, a business.
But so what's the $28,000 for?
So the $28,000 will help reconstruct the truck. We have to paint it. We have to construct the inside by installing our freezers, our sinks. We have to put in a window to the truck, and it's going to also we have to install the shelves for the back so that the books could go in there. So it's so the $28,000 will help renovate this whole truck.
So let's take a step backwards for a moment. How did you talk about your journey to Tahaka? For people who don't know, many people don't know how you got there.
Yeah. I was a part of the film The Boys of Baraka, which is a group. It's a documentary about a group of 12-year-old boys from Baltimore who went to school in Kenya, East Africa. And, it changed my life. And Sean Smeaton, who is the founder of Tahaka Brothers, happened to watch the film 1,000 times and kind of, I guess, stalked me while I was at Micah. And he ran across me and told me about Tahaka Brothers, which, and was like, man, like, we want you to be on the board of this company. And I was I was a freshman year at Micah. And after a while, I said, okay, I'll join the company. And so from there, I kind of started doing stuff and taking the ice cream certain places, and that they were impressed. Like, man, this is crazy. Like, why won't you, become our director of public relations and kind of just be the guy and just do what you do? I said, okay, I'll do that. And then about a year ago, this company is really about young guys running it. It's about the young guys, because again, a lot of young guys in the inner city don't really own much of anything, and so Tahaka Brothers is about using this company as a way for the guys to own it. And so they wanted me to so they were looking for a CEO, and they were like, man, why don't you take over as CEO and help us get to the next level? And that's what we're doing.
I remember when Sean started Tahaka, very beginning.
It was crazy. It changed a lot, and people kind of still look at us as we are a we are a nonprofit, but I want people to know that this is not a nonprofit.
Right.
We are a for-profit company. We run it, we own it, and this is not some charity stuff.
So tell us a bit about, before we run out of time, the Haiti project.
Yeah, so Haiti. So the Big Payback. People remember us. We've been on your show. We've been on a couple. We've been on WEAA for a while now, talking about the Big Payback, which is our direct trade initiative with Haitian farmers, where we are importing ingredients like mangoes and chocolate and vanilla from people in Haiti to use in our ice cream as a way to pay respect to the men and women of Haiti. Haiti was once the poorest country in the once the richest country in the world.
It did well before we destroyed it.
Before the United States destroyed it. And so this is our way of saying, look, we owe you. We owe you something, and we owe you more than just a handout, or we owe you more than just a Band-Aid. We want to do business with you. And so the Big Payback is us doing business with them, and we're taking like 12 kids, partnering with Lamar Shields to take some kids over to Haiti next month. So they could visit the farms and stuff like that.
And we're trying to help Lamar Shields figure out how to do a taping so we can bring the story back and share it with everybody, which we'll be doing.
That'd be awesome.
That's going to be good. So Devon Brown, one more time, how people can get into this, Kickstarter campaign, where do they have to go?
If you go on Kickstarter.com and type in Tahaka Brothers, T-A-H-A-R-K-A, Brothers, you could go to our page, and hopefully you guys could support us and have our truck come to your neighborhood.
Now, what you can do also, right after the show, about 20 minutes after the show is over, the podcast will be up on our website at steinershow.org. And the podcast will be how you can hook into Tahaka Brothers' Kickstarter campaign. It'll be right there on the page.
Thank you so much, Mark, and hopefully you will help us out as well.
You want me to give you my money?
Yes. And we bring the truck to you, Mark.
All right, fine. Okay, you got a deal. Devano, good to see you, man.
Thank you, man.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate
Devano Brown,
it.
Chief Service Officer for Taharka Brothers. On the way out, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. Remember, it's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. More information at www.mecu.com. Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Bobby Marvin Holmes, Mark Henry, and Stephanie Mavronis. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Lila Warshaw, and welcome our new intern, Albert Phillips Jr., recently graduated Morgan State University, joined our staff. Our theme music is by Owen Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, find out information about our guests and what they do, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org, and you can now listen and download all of our programs on iTunes. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, stay tuned. Michelle Martin and Tell Me More is coming up. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.